From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Diplomats in Vienna report historic compromise in Iran nuclear talks. Diplomats in Vienna say Iran and six world powers reached a historic deal, capping nearly a decade of diplomacy that would curb Tehran's nuclear program in return for sanctions relief. Under the plan, Iran will agree to curbs on its nuclear program in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. Tehran also will be subject to more rigorous inspections regime of its nuclear facilities. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday outlined the progress made in recent days after self-imposed deadlines came and went.
Even over the last week or so, there is progress, important progress that has been made. There have been some key issues in the negotiations that have been closed, and that's a good sign.
The agreement apparently forged represents a historic compromise after a 12-year standoff, but a key hurdle remains, and that's U.S. congressional review period of up to 60 days. Many lawmakers in Washington remain skeptical that Iran can be trusted. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on all sides in the South Sudanese conflict to give up war for the sake of the people and future of the world's newest country.
True leadership means making compromises. It means stopping the fighting, stopping the killing and raping, stopping the destruction of the country. A peace in South Sudan also requires support from its neighbors. I urge President Museveni and President Bashir to use their influence on the parties to help end this conflict.
Last week, rebel leader Riek Machar warned the conflict would continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. This is VOA News. While investors welcome the news of an agreement on a third bailout package for Greece, worked out with international lenders, the Greek political leadership is split under terms of the Brussels pact reached early Monday. The Greek parliament will approve new austerity measures by Wednesday before talks begin on handing Athens tens of billions in bailout funds, the third bailout package in the last 5 years. Eurozone chief Jeroen Dijsselbloem said he thinks it will take about several weeks for a new bailout program to be worked out.
This is very complex. We looked at a number of possibilities, but there are technical, legal, financial and political issues to consider. So we have tasked an ad hoc working group of technical experts to look into that. They have already started today.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces criticism within his leftist governing coalition. Some lawmakers say they will not support the deal. Iraq Monday announced the start of an offensive to recapture western Anbar province from Islamic State militants who control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Good news to RAND Corporation analyst Ben Connable.
They identified Anbar as their primary strategic objective before trying to retake Mosul. So that is a positive step. I think they're also prudent in trying to seize Fallujah before Ramadi, as they've announced, because Fallujah, again, will interrupt their lines of communication. However, I have some concerns that the use of the Hashid forces, the Shia militia forces, particularly if they go in the lead into major Sunni cities in Anbar province, is going to simply inflame the already ongoing Sunni revolt against the government of Iraq.
U.S.-led coalition forces stepped up their operation to assist that Iraqi goal with 29 of 39 airstrikes in Iraq Sunday, targeting the area around Ramadi. The espionage trial in Tehran of detained Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian resumed Monday for a third closed-door session. The 39-year-old accused of collecting confidential information and handing it to hostile governments and acting against national security. He's denied the allegations. Suspected al-Shabaab militants attacked a Kenyan police convoy near the coastal county Lamu Monday. Reuters reports at least two police officers killed, along with a civilian. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni will reportedly travel to Burundi Tuesday to begin a mediation effort to end ethnic and political violence brought on by President Pierre Nkurunziza's controversial bid for a third term in a vote now scheduled July 21st. Meanwhile, the Burundian army claims to have killed more than 30 suspected rebels and captured dozens in the country's north. At least seven people killed when gunmen attacked a police station in Tanzania's city of Dar es Salaam late Sunday. The gunmen seized large quantities of firearms and ammunition. There have been a series of such raids on police facilities in the country in recent years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.